Brent, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hey,
thank
you so much for joining us. We got the phone figured out. Brent, it feels good to be able to talk to you this week. Last week, you know, we were canceled due to weather. But tomorrow, it's a big game for the Bobcats, not just because it's homecoming. I feel like I ask you this every week, but I think it's a relevant question every week. How crucial is this game?
Well, first off, yes, it is good to be back with you guys. And thankfully, everybody, you know, was safe from the big weather that we saw last week. And secondly, hate to break down the fourth wall as we were trying to get myself connected here.
Oh, no,
but happy to be on. So in regards to the game, you know, certainly it is big. All of them are now. You know, all of them really have been. There's so little room for error in football, even when you're having a good season. As we saw a year ago, the Bobcats went 7-5 and did not get into a bowl, so the room for error is so small. It's microscopic, if anything, you know, from here on out, to include tomorrow against New Mexico State. It's been a tough year for the Bobcats. There's no getting around that. You know, between the injuries, a tough schedule, the midseason coaching change, a lot of that is factored in, but the team simply hasn't played up to its expectations either. You would think that playing at home could change a lot of that. The Bobcats have played significantly better home this year than they have on the road, and some of that is a product of the teams they've played on the road. For example, if you bring Florida State into San Marcos, that's still going to be a pretty tough game. But the schedule is favorable from here on out, you know, with the Cats playing at home and the teams they are playing. The five teams remaining on the schedule, the Bobcats beat all of them a year ago, to include New Mexico State, a 37-29 win in Las Cruces last year. So they have to feel good about the chances, but because of the way they have played, because of the record, they are in no position to think of themselves as favorites and looking over anybody. They have to play better, because if they don't, any of these teams can beat them as well.
That is the voice of Brent Freeman. He is also the voice of the Texas State Bobcats. And, Brent, just one last question about last Friday. I just wanted to know, you guys were traveling from Georgia to San Marcos overnight. Was y'all's travel at all affected by the poor weather?
No. You know, the game ended in Statesboro around, 9 o'clock, 9:30 Central Time. And Statesboro actually does not have an airport which the team can fly out of, so we had to drive an hour to Savannah, Georgia, which is also where the team flew into and stayed. But we were able to get home just fine. I remember getting into the parking lot around 4 a.m., maybe 3:45 in the morning, Friday morning, and the weather hadn't hit yet. So everybody was fine in getting back. That was not an issue.
And so, Brent, you mentioned how this team plays much better at home, and that's certainly the case. I mean, they haven't won a game on the road. But with the two road games coming at the end of the season, you got to win at least one of those if you're going to have any hope of getting into a bowl, am I right?
Of course. I mean, the math is simple. The Cats are on two wins right now. They have three home games. If they win all of those, that puts them at five. And while the team does not want to utter the bowl word, we can do that. If the team wants to earn eligibility, they have to get to six wins. So at some point, yes, they're going to have to win a game on the road if they want to accomplish any of their goals they set out for themselves prior to the season. Idaho and Arkansas State are a long time away. You know, with that first road game at Idaho is not until the Saturday of Thanksgiving. So, you know, that it's a bridge that the Bobcats will cross when they get there, because if they don't take care of business at home, then those road games will not carry the same weight as they would if the Bobcats do take care of business and win these three home games.
And what do you think Texas State is looking for tomorrow? Because they aren't playing the typical starting quarterback for the New Mexico State Aggies, but Larry Rose III, a talented rusher. Do you think the defense is going to be ready to play?
You would hope so. You know, it was difficult last week, a short week, changing gears so dramatically to playing Georgia Southern. You know, the defense played its best game of the season against South Alabama. You know, a more traditional offense where Georgia Southern is triple option. It's kind of Navy light. And that's tough to defend. You know, there's a reason why the Eagles lead the country in rushing, and the Bobcats just happen to be their latest victim. So New Mexico State plays, you know, a more typical offense that you would see in college football. more the Bobcats are accustomed to seeing, you know, this season, certainly. So, you know, from that standpoint, the team should play better defensively than they did this past Thursday, and having an extra day of rest or two than the Aggies got since they played Saturday and the Bobcats played Thursday. You mentioned the quarterback situation, and Nick Gianti is the third-string quarterback for the Aggies who will get the start as Andrew Allen suffered a knee injury towards the end of the game in the win over Idaho, and their starter going into the year, Tyler Rogers, is still out with a thumb injury. Now, that said, the Bobcats played an unknown third-string quarterback a year ago in Mobile against South Alabama, Hunter Thomas, and lost the game, or Hunter Vaughn, and lost the game. So you can't take this for granted. And the Bobcats, again, are in no position to think of themselves that because the team is playing a third-string quarterback, it's going to be easy. They've got to show up to play defensively tomorrow. And, you know, Ginty will have a great security blanket behind him in Rose, who's really been one of the best, if not the best, running backs in the Sun Belt this year. He's seventh in the nation in rushing. So the Bobcats defensively will have their hands full tomorrow, no matter who's taking snaps at quarterback.
And Brent, as far as Larry Rose III, do you think he's obviously the number one guy the defense has circled. Do you think if the Bobcats can render him ineffective, we could perhaps rev up some kind of pass rush to force Gianti into awkward throws, into bad decisions, mistakes?
Well, to do that, the Bobcats have to play well offensively, and by that I mean, you know, the getting into a rhythm on offense, giving the defense time to rest, and giving the defense some breathing room. The Bobcats have been playing from behind so many times this year that the opposing teams can run the ball down their throats, chew up clock, and really put the defense on its heels. If the offense can establish a lead and force the Aggies into having to throw the ball with their third-string quarterback, you know, by the late second half, the Bobcats will be in good shape, you would think. If the Aggies go into the fourth quarter with a lead or a two-possession advantage at some point of the game, you know, the ball is in their court because Rose is so good. So to render Rose ineffective, it's a tall order to do. He ran for 181 yards against the Bobcats a year ago, a game in which the Bobcats did lead most of the time, and the Aggies did not abandon the run last week against Idaho despite falling behind 30-7 early second half. But to help the cause, the offense has to do its part to keep the pressure on New Mexico State's offense and not make them one-dimensional.
What are you expecting from the special teams of the Bobcats this weekend? They've really been probably the worst phase of the ball so far this season.
Well, that's up for debate. I mean, Brandon McDowell has a punt return for a touchdown. He had the kick six. And Brandon Smith had the kickoff return score against UL Lafayette. In fact, this is the first time in the program's history that they've ever had three special teams touchdowns in a single season. Lumi Kaba hit a couple of field goals last week. Now, last week was not perfect on special teams, certainly. There was a missed opportunity on a fake field goal. Kaba outkicked his coverage that led to a big punt return for Derek Keaton that led to a short field for the Eagles this past Thursday. So special teams has been a little up and down. You know, the Bobcats have flip-flopped between James Sherman and Lumi Kaba as their place kicker. I believe now Kaba firmly has the job. But it could play a big factor tomorrow, no doubt. If the Cats can create field position with their special teams, and namely the returners. You know, what's funny is Brandon McDowell is averaging about 20 yards of punt return this year, but he's not qualified in the FBS stats because he doesn't have enough. What that means is that the defense isn't forcing enough punts. If the defense can get stops, force New Mexico State or whoever they play throughout the remainder of the year to punt the ball to Brandon McDowell, then I think you'll see the Bobcats special team is actually pretty good. Also want to give credit, you know, to Youngway Koo, the Eagle kicker last week. He kept putting the ball in the end zone. He wasn't giving Brandon Smith or Javis Gaines a chance to return the ball. You know, so a kicker with a leg like that becomes a huge weapon. It'll be interesting to see if the Aggies can pull off the same thing tomorrow.
All right, Brent Freeman, that's all we have time for this week. Good luck to you and Bill tomorrow afternoon. Can't wait to hear you guys. You guys sound awesome, by the way, with the new way that we do things. It just sounds completely crystal clear and beautiful, so I can't wait. So I'm in my car tomorrow listening to some of that game.
Looking forward to it, guys. Thank you so much for having me on.